Miss Cheyenne is not on the...
Good morning.
That's currently where he's housed.
Okay, good morning, sir. What is your name before we move forward, sir?
My name's Juan Munoz Avila.
Okay, and one of my distinguished board members will be conducting your hearing. Anybody have?
I have.
Okay, Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will conduct your hearing at this time.
I got another one that I think that's taking the two of this cable.
Okay. But you do have this one?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're ready when... Next word you hear will be that of the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, sir.
Okay, sir, for the record, could you state your name and your ADC number for us?
Juan Munoz Avila, 151757.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are conducting your hearing today, sir. We have a three-panel member this morning, sir. To my far right is Mr. Luis, the Honorable Luis Quinones. In the middle is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chair. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel chair today. I also want to introduce you, sir, to Mr. Sanders. Mr. Sanders is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer, sir.
How you doing, sir?
Mr. Avila, prior to your hearing, you signed and received a notification form advising you of the board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form notifying you of this hearing today?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm representing myself, sir.
All right, thank you, sir. At this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Sanders in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes,
sir.
Okay, so your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And in phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So we're going to start out in phase one. You have three allegations listed on your warrant, sir. I am going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read those allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes.
Okay, sir, your first allegation states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about June 16, 2016 per the task GCMS lab report dated June 20, 2016. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay. So your second allegation states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7 as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about June 15, 2016 per the past individual testing compliance summary dated July 1st, 2016. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay. Thank you, sir. So in your third allegation states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2 as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report into Central Regional Parole Office, 801 South 16th Street, Phoenix, Arizona, for a face-to-face contact visit on or about June 30th, 2016, as verbally directed on June 30th, 2016. Defender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's an absconder from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, sir. Thank you. All right, so based on the admission of Mr. Avila, I move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two, sir, and first get some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Sanders. Then we're going to come back to you, sir, with any additional information or information that you'd like to present before the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Sanders.
Yes, Mr. Avila was released on 5-9 of 2016 with a date of arrest of 9-16-2017. He was arrested by Phoenix Police Department with no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on 9-16 of 17 with an adjusted CSCD of February 23rd, 2018, reflecting 443 days of expungement time. His current conviction in 2014 is a burglary third degree, receiving 2.5 years. prior convictions in 2000. In 2000, there's two counts. First count, theft, receiving 1 year. Second count, burglary, third degree, receiving 2.5 years. 2003, theft of means of transportation, receiving 3.5 years. 2008, burglary, total possession, receiving 1 year. It says fourth term in DOC, CYR score is a 2.3, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 3. It's a self-admitted member of the Southside Phoenix Arrows and Phoenix Criminal Street Gang. Prior terms of supervision in 2001, a TIS release, arrested on technical violations revoked by the DOC. 2005, TIS release, absconded 27 days, revoked by the DOC. 2008, TIS release, absconded 4 days, revoked by the DOC. Has a moderate disciplinary history. Nothing significant since 2015. Other arrest information, 1998, trespass, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2010, criminal damage, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2011, criminal trespass, second degree, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. Later in 2011, theft, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. Later in 2011, theft, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2012, criminal trespass, first degree, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. Has a G6, V6 score, that is all.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Sanders. Okay, Mr. Ivler, I see that when you were released from prison on May 9th of 2016, you were approved to reside at 1618 South 28th Drive, sir. Will you stand there? Whose residence is that, sir?
That was on my mother's and my father's house.
Okay. Were you working during this period of time, sir?
Yes, I was. Trentwood, 17th Avenue, Buckeye.
You were working where? Trentwood, you said?
Yes.
Okay, so I see you were assigned to task to take urine analysis, and it looks like you did one on May 24th of 16. It was negative. Then on June 15th of 16, there was no sample submitted. Then on June 16th, which is the next day, it was positive for amphetamines. June 24th, it was negative. And then June 29th, there was no sample. They did sanction you, sir. It looked like you were staffed by the parole officer. Regarding your failure to submit urine samples during the staffing, you admitted to using methamphetamine at least 3 times since your release from prison. The last time you used it was on June 15, 2016 at 3 p.m. While you were working at the job.
That's correct.
Okay, it also says that CBS will be notified that it's 3286. Or are in the home. Okay, so you had 3 children that were inside the home that was with you. Those were your, were those your 3 kids that lived with you and your mom and dad?
Yeah, they were with my mom and my dad. They're the sponsors.
Okay, so your mom, it says in here that your mother adopted the kids, is that right?
That's correct.
So you were also sanctioned to enter into some programs from which you didn't complete, so you didn't. So you was absconding for 443 days. What were you doing during that period of time?
Well, at that period of time, sir, you know, I was getting high on heroin, running the streets, going back to my old ways, you know, and, you know, I feel ashamed to be here, you know, so that's what I was. I went back to my old ways, you know, and I regret doing that. So, you know, that's
when, I'm sorry. So you relapsed back on heroin. Have you been doing any drugs since you've been incarcerated, sir?
No, sir.
So So, sir, I understand you relapsed, but if you didn't get into any drug programs, how do you expect to correct the problem?
I don't understand what you're trying to tell me.
Well, you were sanctioned to go to some rehab programs, but you didn't go into them because you absconded.
Yeah, well, they put me to this CHAPS program. I went for them, I went to the interview and things like that, you know, and my parole officer called me on my cell phone saying to report to his office, Southwest Regional Center, right there with my parole officer. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't, I was so scared, you know, because I thought I was going to violate and they sent me back. So I said, you know what, I just absconded from there on. Okay. And I didn't go back to see my parole officer.
So, sir, while you've been incarcerated, have you taken any NA or any drug classes or anything since you've been back incarcerated?
I signed up for some classes, but they told me that I get out on February 23rd. That's not enough time. I signed up for my GED too, but they say that the classes were full. You know, they only got like 4 months to go. I get out on February 23rd, so they just denied me from my programs. Yeah.
Okay, so have you been to any AA or NA classes, sir?
No, I don't, sir.
All right, Mr. Vaughn, I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions. Mr. Quinones.
Yeah, I'll keep it short. Mr. Avila?
Yes, sir.
I just have a curiosity. Back in the day, people would mix cocaine and heroin. They called it a speedball. Do people mix heroin and methamphetamine now out in the street?
Yes, they do.
Is there a name for that, too?
JC the Dragon.
Okay. Thank you. Just curious. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Allen. Sir, the board's going to go into discussion as we come up on the conclusion of your hearing. But prior to going into discussion, sir, is there anything else you'd like to tell the board that you haven't already told the board, sir?
Yes, I just like to know. I would just like to say that I'm sorry. And I'm so ashamed to be here, you know, for the fifth or sixth time. And, you know, all the times I've been to the parole boards, I always got denied. But, you know, I got a 2-year-old daughter out there that needs me out there. My mom and my dad are real older now. They're like, my mom's 80, my dad's already 80, 91. And, you know, they really need my help. And I would really, really appreciate it, you know, if you guys appreciate me. But if you guys don't, it's okay. I respect that. You know? Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Allen. The board's going to go into discussion, sir. We're going to ask you to remain online, however, to remain silent while the board's in discussion, okay?
Thank you, sir.
All right, the board is now going into discussion. I do understand what Mr. Oliver is saying about his kids. His mom has adopted the kids and she's raised them according to him. That his parents are getting older and not able to possibly get around as much as they have, that they need his assistance to actually help them out. However, when he was out, he wasn't there because he was doing drugs and he continued to do drugs for 443 days while he was out as an absconder. I think it's going to be best for Mr. Abler. He gets out on February 23rd of 2018, which is a few months away. I think if Mr. Abler takes the time that he has left to work with the CO3 that's there in the prison with him, or work with the CO3 to come up with some type of program or some plan so that when he gets out, he can get into a rehab program and try to get himself together where he'll be a productive citizen and a proud parent for all three of his kids.
I agree, sir.
Therefore, I'm going to make the motion to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Abler, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms, conditions of supervision, and had lapses, about to lapse in criminal ways or company, as he had absconded for 443 days and was using drugs while he was an absconder.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, Mr. Abler, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. I hope that you take the time that you have left remaining, sir. Work with your CO3 there at the prison and see what programs that you can get into, sir. Come up with a plan so that when you get out, you can either go into a drug rehab program or that you've gotten yourself in a situation where you have cleared up and not on drugs, and so that you can get out and help your parents out while they're still alive, as well as be a positive role model and example for your kids, okay? Mr. Abler, I want to thank you for appearing before the board, and that's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Thank you.
Thank you.